That's music from Master Blaster. That's what we call him, those of us who know him personally. He's a very cool dude. DJ Kanyani. Kanyani Chabalala. Teaming up with Wonder Boy on this one. The track's entitled Q Love. Kanyani told me that this song would not have made it onto the album if it wasn't for some people who were close to him and who told him that, no, you gotta put that song on the album. Beautiful track. Q Love comes after DJ Mix and Lebohang, a track entitled Amba. It is 7 o'clock, so it's time for us to get into Muso Talk.
It's time for Muso Talk on In The Mix, brought to you by Sampra, Africa's leading needle time rights organization. Send your questions via voice note to 082-222-1049.
All right, it's time for Muso Talk, and we are talking to the chief stakeholder officer at the South African Music Performance Rights Association, otherwise known as SAMPRA. Her name is Tiani Maluleke. How are you, Tiani?
I'm very well, thanks. And how are you?
I'm all right. Tiani, which language is that?
Tonga.
Oh, beautiful. What does it mean?
Up in Limpopo.
What does Tiani mean?
Be strong.
Wow. I like it. That's a beautiful country, you know, with this, the diversity is just so beautiful. All right, Tiani, so you are the chief stakeholder officer at SAMPRA. Just tell us a little bit about that, about what it is that you do before we go into other stuff.
Okay, so I mean, I work for SAMPRA, as you said. As an organization, we administer music right called Needle Time.
Yes.
And what I'm responsible for there is stakeholder relations, which includes customer services.
Mm-hmm.
So I work with performers and record companies to ensure that we deliver the highest level of service to those two groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
I also work with other collective management organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So other organizations that are in the space, in the country, as well as internationally. I work with those CMOs as well.
Mm-hmm.
I also work with other stakeholders, such as government departments,
mm-hmm.
That oversee what we do. Mm-hmm. And I also work with media. That's why I'm on Heart FM today.
Yes.
I'm basically responsible for ensuring that our relationships within the industry as well as outside the industry are where they're supposed to be.
Okay. So we have been talking to quite a number of people from SAMPRA. And over the 5 weeks or over the 4 weeks that we've been having Muso Talk, we went through a brief overview of what SAMPRA is. As I said, it's the South African Music Performance Rights Association. And you mentioned that you deal with record companies and musicians. Just to recap, or to just dust off or the stuff that we spoke about. Maybe somebody is listening to Muso Talk for the first time. Is SAMPRA specifically concerned with the rights of people who are record company owners and the performers in music works? Am I correct?
Yes. So not necessarily music work, because there's a difference between a musical work and a sound recording. But I think for the purpose of this interview, I don't want to get too technical.
Sure.
But we basically represent the right needle time,
mm-hmm.
or neighboring right, as it's known outside of South Africa. And that's the right of the performer or the artist, as well as the company in the sound recording. So in a song, we would represent the performers as well as the record company that own that song.
Okay. All right. Now, can a person be a member of SAMPRA and also be a member of other music royalty organizations?
Yes, that's correct. There are a number of rights within a song.
Yes.
So, for example, we represent Needle Time Right or neighboring right, and SAMRO administers performing rights,
mm-hmm.
and then CAPASO would represent the mechanical ride. Mm-hmm. So basically what we as Sampra represent is the sound recording, and then Samra would represent the musical work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference. And then Kapaso would represent the reproduction of the song.
All right.
So terms of who we represent, so the difference would also be who we represent. So Samra and Kapaso would represent the composer.
Yes.
As well as the publisher.
Yes.
And then we would represent the recording artist.
Mm-hmm.
As well as the record company. So the group that we represent would be, so for example, if there's a lead vocalist, we will represent that.
Mm-hmm.
But Samra might not necessarily represent that person if they're not the composer of the song.
Ah,
so that's the difference.
Yes.
And then we'd represent any other person that has taken part in the recording. So the producer, which Samra would not represent,
mm-hmm.
would represent the guitarist, any instrumentalist, anyone
vocalist.
That was part of the song. Yeah, session musicians who would represent that. So that's in simple terms, that's the different ways in which you can differentiate. But to your question, yes, you can be a member of Sampra and a member of Samro. If you are a composer and a performer, because most of our members, you'll find that although they're performers, they're also composers of their own music.
Yes.
So then you can be a member of those organizations.
Okay. I love the way that you've described it, because it reminds me of something one artist said when talking about rights. He said that sometimes you have people that come into the studio and sit around there and have suggestions, but not actually do anything. So those people are not represented by you guys because they didn't really do anything. They might say, maybe you should actually
if you were there when the song was being recorded, maybe you were asked to clap hands, for example. That's a performance. I'm being serious.
I know you're being serious. And that's what I was getting to. At least if you were there and you were asked to clap hands, you know, and your claps were recorded, then you need to be a member of Sampra.
You need to be a member of Sampra because you made an audible contribution to the song. I mean, without the clapping of your hands, there would not have been, the song would not have had the same effect. You might find sometimes when people are recording, some people get excited, and then you have in the background someone say, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo. I mean, they were part of the recording.
Yes.
So then they can be a member of Sampra. And when we pay out royalties, because they made a contribution to the song, then they also earn royalties because, in essence, they were part of the sound recording.
I love how you said they made an audible contribution to the song. They made something that we can hear when we listen to the song.
That's correct.
They can say to their friends, those claps, that's me clapping there.
Yeah.
or that person laughing in the background, that's me laughing
there.
That's
correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Yes. It reminds me of a story of this lady in Australia who was suing this big rapper in America because all of his songs start with her saying Maybach Music. And then she wasn't paid, or she didn't get royalties for that, or she wasn't mentioned in the credits. And then she came later and said, listen, I'm also part of the recording, you know, because it's my voice saying Maybach Music in all of your songs. So I get it. How much has Sampra paid as royalties since its inception? First of all, when was Sampra formed?
So Sampra was formed 10 years ago.
Okay.
And since inception, we have paid half a billion rand.
Wow.
To our performers and our record company members. And I mean, our distributions, we've seen a steady growth in our distributions.
Mm.
So we are doing our next distribution, we're doing in 2 months' time.
Mm-hmm.
So that will substantially increase our total paid out to our members.
Okay. And besides making sure that you collect the royalties for the people who were involved in the recordings, how does Sampra support its members in the music industry in general?
Okay. So, I mean, you always find Sampra, like if people have like music workshops where they would like us to come in and talk to them about how the music industry works, at the different rides basically talk about the business side of music, because what we want as an organization is for our members and potential members and sometimes also the general public, you know, not to be so consumed about trying to get information, because there's a lot of information out there that relates to the industry as a whole, you know, the legal aspect, the business aspect. We want our performers and our record companies to focus on being the creatives that they are. So what we do is when we are invited to go out and to talk to people, we always accept those invitations because we believe that, you know, we can add value in those spaces. So we go, we give talks about the generic model of the music industry.
Yes.
Obviously, because our expertise is around music rights.
Yes.
I mean, we'll talk about that. But we're also, I mean, I've been in this industry for close to 12 years.
Yes.
So I have a wider view of how the industry works. So we always share our expertise. Also, you always find us at, like, events. So if people have gigs, we always go to support, to show our support. We buy tickets to ensure that the music industry grows and the music industry is sustainable. So those are some of the things that we do for our performers.
Wow. Her name is Tiani Maluleke. She is the Chief Stakeholder Officer of the South African Music Performance Rights Association. Tiani, if somebody wants more information, how can they contact SAMPRA?
Okay, they can contact us. Our website is sampra.org.za. We also find that a lot of people like to reach out on social media, so you can get us on Instagram at sampra_RSA. Our Twitter handle is officialsampra, one word. And then on Facebook, it's South African Music Performance Rights Association.
All right. Tiani Maluleke, thank you so much for chatting to us. We will catch up with you again pretty soon.
Thank you so much.
All right. So that was Tiani Maluleke. She is the Chief Stakeholder Officer for the South African Music Performance Rights Association. As she said, www.sampra.org.za. If you are an owner of a business and you play other people's music, we said last week, even if though that performer or that artist doesn't reside in South Africa, is not a South African, you still need to get a license to do that. And that is one way of paying the artist for using their music to help your business. So you need to apply for a license. You need to go to www.sampra.org.za. That was User Talk.
SAMPRA, Africa's leading needle time rights organization. No, not that needle time. It's the needle time that belongs to record labels and recording artists. Being a SAMPRA member ensures that you receive your royalties for your commercially released recorded music. And people of the land, you need a SAMPRA license to broadcast and play music in your businesses. So own the jam, share the jam, and get what you deserve for producing the jam. To learn why you need to become a member and how to get a license, visit sampra.org.za.
This is Hot FM. I can not say what.